In their multi-pronged offensive against ISIL's strongholds, the Kurdish forces have retaken the strategic town of Rabia on Iraq's borders with Syria. The loss of the region located northwest of Mosul is seen as one of the biggest losses ISIL has suffered so far. Rabia was taken by ISIL back in July. It straddles a main lifeline which connects the militant stronghold in Iraq, Mosul, with their strongholds in Syria.
The Kurdish Peshmerga have the upper hand on the battlefield. We are forcing them to retreat. However, their positions are not fixed. Their mobility along the Iraqi borders with Syria has intensified lately.
Hikmat told Press TV that the Kurdish Peshmerga took control of Rabia after capturing the towns of As-Saudiyah and Al-Mahmoudiyah near the Syrian border. The control of Rabia will help the Peshmerga retake Zumar and Sinjar, which were captured by militants in August and caused the displacement of tens of thousands of minority Yazidis.
The fighting in Zumar is on and off. The militants are on the retreat but are attacking the Kurdish troops from a distance with mortars and snipers. Our troops are holding their ground because the battle for Zumar is key to us.
Peshmerga forces have also managed to liberate several villages south of Kirkuk. This as no less than 50 Peshmerga troops were reported to have been killed or injured in the fight with ISIL there.
We are facing fierce resistance from the terrorists, but our morale is high and we are continuously forcing them to retreat. The only thing stalling our advance is the explosives and mines ISIL militants have left behind.
In recent days, the Iraqi forces have also managed to liberate some 16 villages east of Baghdad. The Ministry of Defense says the Iraqi Air Force conducted more than 2,000 aerial operations in September alone.
The spokesman for the Kurdish Ministry of Peshmerga told Press TV that the recapture of the border gate town of Rabia is a turning point in the fight against terrorists as it cuts off ISIL's supply and infiltration routes into Syria. He said the Kurdish forces are now focusing on retaking Zumar, which according to him will pave the way to liberate the Yazidi town of Sinjar. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Erbil.